Hello, today is Thursday, July 26, 2018. I'm Joe Schmidt with TC2, and this is Staying Connected. Today's podcast is part of our Staying Connected podcast series, Staying Ahead of the Demand for Network Cost Savings. As we described on our last podcast when we kicked off the series, we're going to be covering a range of ICT topics and providing some valuable strategies that will help enterprises achieve continuous network cost improvement and deliver world-class network infrastructure. I'm joined today by Jack Deal, one of TC2's managing directors, and Tony Mangino, a project director at TC2. And we are going to be talking about the latest trends in network and infrastructure pricing. Jack, let me start with you. We talked on the last podcast about the mistake of waiting for the inevitable internal request for cost savings versus proactively identifying specific network cost reduction opportunities. Now, one obvious source for cost reduction is lowering pricing for services a company buys, but can you explain how companies stay ahead of the pricing curve and achieve best-in-class results?
Hi, Joe, and thanks. The fact is, the focus on cost reduction never goes away in most large companies. And you're right, keeping one's pricing aligned with the market is critical. I think the key for large enterprises is to rapidly identify and capture this benefit for those services that they use the most. To answer your specific question, companies stay ahead by continually probing and testing the market via strategic sourcing and negotiation activities. Pricing for network infrastructure services and products is constantly changing, so maintaining market alignment is not a one-time deal. It requires vigilance, discipline, and perseverance. It is a process that truly never ends. You have to constantly stay in the game. In terms of market trends, the direction for most network service and product pricing is broadly downward over the long term, but the story's not quite so clear-cut for shorter time periods. In the short to medium term, the rate of change varies a lot for a given service or product. Some stay stagnant over time, or we've even seen increases in some cases, while other areas drop rapidly. This is driven by market dynamics, including things like technical advancements, buyer preference, provider objectives, and supply versus demand. We see this phenomena in the consumer products market all the time. The same holds true for enterprise network communication services.
Thanks, Jack. So given this variability, having up-to-date information on the trends is presumably critical for knowing where to focus your sourcing and negotiation efforts. All right, so Tony, are there certain areas where favorable market pricing trends could prove beneficial for large enterprises that can position themselves to take advantage?
Well, for sure, Joe. Based upon the recent market trends we've observed here at TC2, there are for sure a few areas of opportunity worth considering. Let's talk about MPLS first. MPLS network services have been trending down for years, and that dynamic continues here in 2018. It seems to be driven by several factors, a key one being the competitive threat from broadband and DIA substitution as part of what's referred to as an internet-first strategy, which includes hybrid and SD-WAN solutions. These solutions can provide enterprise-quality connectivity and service using lower-cost broadband and application-aware routing technologies. Suppliers are reducing MPLS pricing, including full class of service waivers, to protect and maintain their revenue streams. There are other factors driving this downward pricing trend. I'd like to talk about a few of them, most notably, first, the desire by providers to migrate customers away from those legacy TDM access services to more cost-effective Ethernet access. In fact, I've seen reluctance and in some cases refusal of suppliers to even bid TDM access in some of the new RFP opportunities that we work, where they opt to propose the next highest Ethernet bandwidth and port. Further, encouraging the use of larger bandwidth by providing more aggressive discounts for higher speeds for the MPLS ports themselves. And it's important to understand that suppliers view MPLS and the related access circuits really as a package. Some will provide greater reductions on the access elements, while others discount the ports and class of service more aggressively. For an enterprise, the opportunity is going to be on an ICB basis based upon your supplier, varying degrees of leverage. In other words, your mileage may vary. Now, for companies utilizing managed network services, including CPE, management, and maintenance, another opportunity for cost savings is afforded. There are specialist providers such as Global Convergence, GCI, Converge One, and Continuant are providing increased competition for the traditional carriers and large SIs or system integrators. They're gaining market share, and this pressure is forcing prices lower in the managed space. And then there's Cisco, which is transforming itself from a hardware to a software provider. This could present opportunity, but Cisco works hard to maintain revenue streams and market share. For example, they recently increased list pricing for various enterprise products. But savvy enterprise customers are achieving deeper discounts by planning strategically and leveraging competitive pressure in technologies where Cisco is more vulnerable. You should, however, expect complex negotiations thanks to Cisco's strategy of separating pricing and support for hardware and software products. For example, the Cisco One portfolio and their use of enterprise agreements. Finally, Joe, I think it's worth mentioning that the greatest opportunity to capture the benefits of these market trends that we're talking through here today is to take your network services to RFP in order to maximize your leverage. Suppliers aren't naturally inclined to just give away the farm.
And Tony, let's not forget wireless services as well. Competitive market dynamics make U.S. enterprise wireless deals a must-consider focus area for price reductions. Enterprises are renegotiating their wireless deals on shorter cycles, typically 12 to 18 months, to capture benefit from new price plans and industry trends in a constantly changing environment. Here's a few examples. In smartphones plans, the trend is for unlimited voice and messaging plans combined with shared pooled data plans as compared to the flat rate or pooled voice plans that were popular a few years back. For global travelers, there's a significant opportunity in reduced international roaming rates when you're overseas for all mobility elements, whether it be voice calling, messaging, or data usage. These rates are going down at a faster pace than other pricing elements. On the other hand, the net price enterprises pay for new devices is flat at best.
Yeah, Jack, I couldn't agree more. And while we're talking about voice, you know, SIP trunking continues to present a great savings opportunity. It's now the go-to large enterprise voice solution in both the U.S. and Europe, and that has led to a more competitive environment for driving price reductions. At TC2, we see price declines in the cost per minute rates for off-net calling, both domestic, national, and international. The monthly charge for DID numbers is another good opportunity. We see waivers in very competitive leveraged situations. On the other side, though, reductions in the monthly cost for the concurrent call sessions or the SIP trunks seem to be more of a challenge and are more stable from a price perspective than some of the other service elements for a SIP trunking solution. The good news is a conversion to SIP trunking means implementation activity and cutting locations over to the new technology. Now, there is inherent risk in any transition. The need to change supports going to a market competitively, as a migration is required regardless of the supplier chosen. And that's great because this dynamic has helped to drive down pricing because the playing field is more level for non-incumbent challengers. And finally, remember that your SIP provider can be independent of your WAN provider, and SIP is a complementary technology for UC transformation initiatives.
All right. Well, thank you, Tony, and thank you, Jack. This has been a very informative podcast. For our next podcast in the Staying Connected podcast series, I'll be joined by my TC2 colleague, Pat Gilpatrick and Mark Sheard, who will be talking with me about the importance of competitively sourcing your network infrastructure services. So please look out for messages from us providing links to the latest podcast, or you can simply go to our websites at TC2 and at LB3. And finally, if you, the listening audience, would like to learn more about best practices for ICT procurements, or maybe you'd like to discuss other ICT needs with Jack, Tony, me, or any of our LB3 and TC2 colleagues, please give us a call or drop us an email. And you can always stay current by checking out our websites or follow us on LinkedIn.